is breaking the apathy in fear. It was 4 years ago that I was all over this on that. I have to disagree with that, because I think even if we give our children, to hand it out to some of the people here today, and they have all the information, whether it's hard to know about my stats or anything of the sort, somehow our children are still not connected with that. Number two, is the claim that children don't want to be involved in adoption.
They would not approach it in tefillah. Even if I need something, even if things are difficult, even if there are challenges in the person's life, this illness, that doesn't necessarily mean that a child is going to daven. We may know from our own children or grandchildren even, someone sick in the family, that does not necessarily generate tefillah. It doesn't necessarily inspire anybody to start to daven. And the fa'ini was one bracha in a long, long davening. So even if a child says, oh, you know, you walk over to your child, you know, don't you want a daven for grandma? She's not well. I said, okay, I'll send make a mishabera. I'll take out refa'inu. Take me all of 5 seconds. And then I'll be finished with davening. Davening's not about asking for a refuah. That's one small aspect of davening. So how do we get our children to see that the sitter is something that they can connect to? Knowing the words, not going to help. No, the dependency may not settle out. So what are we going to do? So it occurred to me, this was 4 or 5 years ago, that the only way to connect our children to tefillah is to make them understand that the words that they say are talking to them. And not words of David HaMelech that were written thousands of years ago, but they're words that connect to them here and now. And the way our children do connect to anything, fortunately or unfortunately today, is through audiovisual learning. That's what they do. And it was at this time that I gave a project in my Gemara class, and I use this as part of a Rayon HaTzvilah class that I give now, beginning for several years, is giving the children a part of davening. This is for you to research. And I want a video. A 5, 6, 7 minute video on this tefillah. And I want you to search whatever it may be, images, parts of videos or films that tell you that this phrase, this is what this phrase means to me. I'll just throw out a phrase. A phrase that you find in the third Hallelujah. Vayorem keren la'amo. So even if I read Art Scroll and Art Scroll said that God raises the pride of his nation, what would that mean to a high school kid at this age, in 2015? What would the phrase mean in Lam Natzeach, in this parak of Tehillim, which hopefully we'll be able to see? What would that phrase mean? Va'anachnu kamnu va'nisodah. And we now raise ourselves and we are strong. So these are the phrases that I'm speaking about. This is the connection we're speaking of. Through audio-visual learning, which is the way our kids are learning, and making the words come to life. And this project was enormously successful. And the students, after doing the project, will say, when I say this parak of Tehillim, these are the images that I have now. And I can tell you for myself, I've watched these videos many, many times. There are times that that you may have tears in your eyes from some of them. And all of a sudden, the davening comes to life. And I'll just end before I begin with the first video, where I may introduce some of them, is that one of the things the Rav had said is that why are we zochet to the state of Israel in this generation? So is it because we are more worthy than the previous generation? So the answer is absolutely not. But it could very well be because we could not continue as a people unless we had the state of Israel. And I will tell you that the words of davening to our children come alive because we have Medinat Yisrael. And you will see in so many instances that that's the case. And not to bring in the state of Israel, the love of Eretz Yisrael into our tefillah, and not to bring it into our home, and even contemplate the idea that this is where we belong today in 2015, will actually take away from our own tefillah. Without further ado, if I just click that off, maybe everything will work. We'll begin with the first of the videos. I'm not sure what it's going to sound like if it's too loud or not, so you'll bear with me. That's not good.
The Psalms. Psalm 1. Blessed is the man.
Yeah, it's too hard to let's go. To say every single day. After Ashrei B'Chorav L'Tzion, Tehillim Perek Chaf is a very, very powerful parak of Tehillim. This is Gabriel Epstein, and if you think about some of the phrases that you saw, you see how much is connected to Medinat Yisrael, to Tzahal, to the hand of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in our lives. And we can all do this. And we can, this is something we can challenge our children with. Put this together. What does this phrase mean to you? The next parak of Tehillim will have a little bit of a different feel. And happens to be that, how many years ago? Three or four years ago, Yoni Schwartz was one of the students who put this together. He was given the charge of the third Hallelujah, the most important of the Hallelujahs that we recite daily. And also to put that into words, that doesn't have the English translation, you can figure it out from the pictures. One of the phrases that's used at the end is the phrase Osa Devaro. Do you want to take a minute to introduce that phrase? Okay.
Not necessarily that phrase.
Okay, go ahead. Yoni is going to give you, because some of the images, you may not understand completely how they fit into the overall picture and theme of the parak. Go ahead.
Just to start, I remember when I was actually the first year. My sophomore year was the first time Marina decided to do this. I remember vividly that he approached us and he said, I know you guys aren't professional video makers, but you guys are all each Jewish high school students who say this paragraph every day. So I'm not judging you based on how great the video is. You could say, I don't know how to make videos. But he's judging us based on our ability to really connect to each of the phrases. And he gave us different books that we should use to research the words. He didn't just want us to see the word ruach and just put whatever picture comes into Google Images for that. And specifically this paragraph, he came up to me and my, who were doing this, and he said, this is a really special paragraph. Look at each of the words, see what it means to you. And this paragraph is saying how everything phrases, how everything in this world, whether it's zikanim, im narim, throughout, that everything praises God. And we could have tried to just find ways that different kings have made Kiddush Hashem, or that water has saved lives. But we thought that it was, when me and my friends talked it out, we spent a lot of time on it, and we decided that, no, I don't, I don't think that that would necessarily connect people. What we should be doing is actually giving general ideas that the line relates to, whether it's good or bad, and have people see it and think, how does this create a Hashvara? How is everything that a Hashvara created actually working to be a Hashvara?
Hold on, Morty, you shut up my colleagues. Okay. I actually have two more, and we don't even have time for one more, but I'm going to try to quickly introduce the last one that I can show you today. And, you know, if these are things that you want to see, I certainly can send them to you. You can send me an email, look at TABC, the website, and I have a few of them. These are the better ones. There's a very, very good one that's a little bit long. I don't have time for today. The perek, the shortest perek, I remember years ago when I was meeting with the students. So I gave this student Mizmor L'Todah. We say it every day. It's a very short paragraph. He said, what am I supposed to do with this? How am I supposed to make a 5-minute video about three sentences? I said, the Korban Todah was brought on four circumstances. The same, every time you bench Gomel is the same time you bring a Korban Todah. A person is safe from illness, he crosses the sea, a person is in jail and he's taken out of jail. There are many examples of where you would bring a Korban Todah. I said, let's work with it. Use all of the resources possible. Mizmor L'Todah, it's a perek of Tehillim, the 100th perek, and many, many, and we looked at many books on Tehillim, and he researched it and researched it. Thankfully, there's also a song, like with Yoni, there's actually a song for the words. It's always nice when there's a song that goes along with it. Okay? A beautiful job by Eitan Rosenberg, who just finished his first year in Israel. And we'll conclude with this, if this moves. Pay careful attention, there are many nuances. There are times we could not walk through the gates of Yerushalayim and times that we can. It's getting a lot of press. Thank you.
We're supposed to be done 5 minutes ago. The next session starts at 10:40. I can only conclude by saying this is a very, very, very challenging, I think perhaps the most challenging aspect of our religion. And one of the things that I try to emphasize to our students, and I think we have to emphasize to our children, is that tefillah, prayer, is universal. It's universal. It's not limited to Judaism. It's something that's universal to all religions. Before we even speak about Torah Misina, there's an aspect of all religions to connect to the Creator. And that's something that we need to do, and the words of the tefillah are alive and well in 2015 as they were when David HaMelech, or whoever composed them, wrote them many years ago. Okay, so thank you for your time. Yes?
I just have to say, based on what you said, really got my mind thinking more kind of direction. I see a curriculum based on this, starting from nursery school and adapting it appropriately to that all the way into high school.
I agree. In fact, an absolute one of the most difficult program of Tehillim is the Shir Shal Yom of Wednesday. Okay, Gabriel Epstein has a video of the Shir Shal Yom of Wednesday. It's phenomenal. Okay, I didn't have time to show what she's doing. But I will tell you that once he did that, I said, at this point, I think we need a bibliography if this is something you want to put together. And he put together a bibliography on both of them. He has, because he's using video or images. And he did so for both of them. My goal was at one point to put together like a virtual sitter where we really have the entire davening. And it can be, in fact, I don't know if you noticed, but the Boston bombing that was added, he added that on afterwards. Because, see, I went in to redo a couple of things, Eitan Rosenberg, this last one. And every year, there's a way to change this. But I agree with you. I think that if this is the sitter. This is the sitter, and you could watch the sitter, and maybe your tefillah can be enhanced. Something to think about. But thank you very much.
Anyway, okay.